This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, Thursday, the 1st of December, yay, it's Christmas month, yay, the last month of the year. Some people are going to say, yay, good riddance to this year. I don't know if among them is Robert K. Tannenbaum, but I know he's a highly successful prosecuting attorney, and he listens to D, J, and V, to Doug, Jen, and Victoria, so he sends along his best wishes for the holiday season. Thank you very much, sir. Nice to have you on board. And if that were not enough, there's Chuck Farrand, F-A-R-R-A-N-D, who was interested in our conversation yesterday about flag burning and Mr. Trump. He says, good morning, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Just caught the end of your discussion about flag burning. As a libertarian, I have come to understand that you must respect the views of others even when you don't agree with them. In following the Constitution, I must take the good with the bad. I've had the flag-burning discussion a lot of times with the same point of view as President-elect Trump's recent stance. I'm sure I will have it again. I often think of the scene from the movie American President. And actually, those of you remember, that was a great movie. How many people remember that? Do I talk to myself?
Yeah,
when
it's a great one. That's the Michael Douglas
movie?
One, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Douglas.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to find the audio from that, and we'll.
And now the American president's Donald Trump.
Yeah. what difference does it make?
I don't remember the flag burning part of it,
that
though. But
yeah, no. Me neither.
All right, so I'm going to have Kara find the audio from it. Anyway, he says, Mr. Farrand says, I'm not a big fan of President-elect Trump, but I do respect the fact that he is the president, president-elect. But throughout the recent election cycle, I've been amazed to see the way he and Mrs. Clinton have been presented by the mainstream news media. It seems Mr. Trump has been taken literally but not taken seriously by Mrs. Clinton has been taken seriously but not literally. Wow.
Interesting.
What a great sentence that is. Let me read it again. Seems Mr. Trump has been taken literally, but not seriously. Mrs. Clinton has been taken seriously, but not literally. Huh. I thought that was
smart.
Pretty interesting. So he's listening on Talk Radio 1620 KTFL in Gilbert, Arizona. Thank you, sir. And yes, I'm going to find that audio because I think it'll make for an interesting post-discussion on that situation. Yesterday we talked a lot about Tennessee and the wildfires there, so I thought probably we would oughta, good Doug, that was, we would oughta be served well by reviewing what's going on there. Pretty sad situation. 7 people now dead in the wildfires that are sweeping the Gatlinburg area. 700 homes damaged or destroyed. Flames whipping around with the high winds, that's what makes it bad. 14,000 people in that area have been displaced. Fire people say that now 300 buildings have been burned along with the homes. These are businesses, I think, Victoria, are they not?
I believe there's those rental cabins, I believe, on the mountain, and then some businesses and things like that, yeah.
So if you look at the video that's been played on some of the news channels, you can see that this is something that is we never would wish on anyone. Because fire is so scary, you can't get away from it for the most part. If you're consumed, if it's around you, getting away from it, really, really, really tough.
Oh, and this horrible. Did you see the videos of these people that were trapped?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The word inferno is appropriate here.
and it was like a horror maze for them. You could see they're trying to figure out which way to go to try to get out. It's just awful.
You know what
awful,
I was awful. Thinking of when I saw that, Jennifer? I was thinking about all the animals that are in this same
that aquarium
fish.
That's there, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's obviously animals in the woods and
the
mountains, but that aquarium especially.
Yeah.
I don't think the government has declared this a state of emergency yet either, which is so bizarre, so strange. Because this has been going on now. Yeah, this has been going on now for several days. It's
almost
weird.
It started about 10 days ago, but this last week has been a nightmare for individuals, commercial entities. But I'm back to thinking about the animals. They're also getting, because of, what happens is, we know, those of us in California, Jennifer, when the fire burns the stuff, it takes away that which holds the sides of the hills together. When all that stuff is gone, and then there's a rainstorm, then there are all kinds of rock slides, mud slides, that sort of thing. And I think they have some rain moving into that area, if I'm not mistaken. But what an ugly reality, ugly situation. So you hold a good thought for them. Now, I wanted to move. I've forgotten about this, frankly. And I now realize, because of your presence in Southern California on the radio, this is something you had lots of expertise when it came to what happened a year ago. It was December 4th last year.
It was the 2nd, actually.
Was it the 2nd?
If you're talking about the terrorist attack,
yeah,
it was the 2nd.
Right. Okay, it was the 2nd. So this is something we ought to spend a few minutes on, I think. What is different about this area, San Bernardino? For those of you who don't know, this is east of Los Angeles, about 80 or 90 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the desert. There are a lot of other places around. Barstow, I think, comes to mind. Victorville isn't too far, is it?
Victorville's a little closer. Barstow's definitely north. San Bernardino is, if you're taking like the 210 past the 15, where you would go up towards Barstow and Victorville to the 215, that's exactly where you'd be. So this is sort of, it's what they call the Inland Empire. There's Riverside, Corona, all those major cities that are around San Bernardino.
I remember when I was on KBC, we always used to pay special attention, for whatever the reason, to the Inland Empire.
You want to know why? Because it's actually a really darn good talk radio market, even though it's I think, market number 23, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very active talk radio community, which is just sort of interesting in L.A., where people are kind of disconnected.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the, can you give us in 60 seconds or so, or take as much time as you need, but I'm interested in the update now that we have a year behind us. What's changed?
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. So this was, if you've forgotten, this was Tashfeen Malik and Saeed Farouk, who were a married couple. She was an immigrant. He was born here, and he was radicalized, met her, got married. They became even more, I guess,
radicalized,
concerned with Western civilization together. And they walked into the Inland Regional Center, which is where he worked, and they shot it up, basically, one morning during the company Christmas party. I know.
More than anything else, it's a year ago since that happened.
And since that time, I mean, the community was really injured. And this was one of those times when people around them actually saw that there was some weird, suspicious activity, but they were afraid to report it because they didn't want to be labeled racist or whatever they would be called. There was a neighbor who was involved, who's now awaiting trial, who was friends with Saeed Farouk, who was helping him buy guns and stuff that they used in the shooting. As far as, you know, I'm going to be interested. I'm talking today to Jared Borgwan, who's the police chief in San Bernardino, who led the effort on all of this.
Yep.
And I'll be interested to see how law enforcement has changed over the last year, because I'm sure there are some significant changes.
Mm.
And I also am talking to a victim, a survivor, I guess I should say, who is in that room, who was spared. And so, you know, maybe tomorrow I can give you more of a personal account of what's going on. But, man, first of all, time flies, and you think about that year, and then you think about the people who made it out and who didn't. And that's got to be, I mean, that's life-changing stuff. If you can make it out of a situation like that, wow.
Yeah. It takes us back in lots of different. What has changed? What's different? What's new? What's not? I'm looking at some of the things that are trending now with regard to this, because people now are remembering that it was a year ago. And here was another Muslim that was born in Somalia, which I had forget about. I'm just looking back at some of the stories from last year. Somalia hasn't been on the radar until recently. It wasn't until 3 or 4 months ago that I started talking about this enclave of thousands of them that are moving to Lewiston, Maine.
It's been a hotbed for the last couple of years. Maybe people aren't talking about it because everybody's been concerned with people coming in from Pakistan, but Somalia is, there's so much corruption and...
There's no leadership there.
Right.
It's worse than we have here.
Well, and that's where these
terrorists... No one knows who's running the country.
That's how they grow. They go into these places. Like, we saw them do it in Iraq. We saw them go into Syria, where the leadership is just so corrupt and icky that they're able to get in there and they grow on the ground, not just in ideology.
Well, growing on the ground. But they need fertilizer and manure, and they get that sometimes from the likes of the Daesh crowd. That just pushes them and, they sort of seed the hatred. So anyway.
One of the things that did come out of the San Bernardino is that these two were attached to a mosque in San Bernardino that had been under watch by the FBI because of extremist behavior, but had been actually... pushed away. And there's a guy who was all over Fox News. His name's Philip Haney. He was a whistleblower. He worked for the Department of Homeland Security. And after these attacks, like the day that they happened and they started seeing these pictures of the woman, of Tashfeen Malik, he's like, we knew about these guys. We followed them at this mosque and we let them go. And so it's interesting how you see the updates locally, but really what's going on to change the federal government where these cases are really usually prosecuted.
And sadly, you hear that too much. With these cases, like in Chelsea, the case where the guy had the pipe bomb or whatever type of bomb he had not too long ago in October, I think it was, here in New York City where I am, and it's they interviewed the guy before, and then you hear these stories. Oh, the FBI interviewed him four times. Well, what happened
too.
So
in Orlando?
Interviewed him four times. Well, obviously there was a reason, and then this happens, and and then the Pulse nightclub thing too. It's just I don't understand when the FBI starts interviewing people, why don't they do more than that? If there's a reason to interview someone for four different times, why aren't you doing more than that?
They would tell you it's their civil rights that they can't,
Well, are these people citizens?
That's a good question.
Saeed Farouk was, and Tashfeen Malik was naturalized because she came in and married him.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of food for thought in all of this. What are we doing to ourselves, or what are we allowing?
That's why when we talked about it the other day, I'm like, look, I know it hurts people's feelings, but the most extreme of these mosques, that's where this stuff typically breeds. Not every mosque, but there are ones that are fringy, and those are the ones that you kind of have to sit on a little bit.
Or maybe more than a little bit. All right, so it's good we had that update anyway. In the next half hour, we'll have the audio from the American president and go back to that discussion about flag burning a little bit, because I think it would be instructive. Right now, several messages that will also be instructive as we have 20 past the hour on the DJV experience.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fun!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal, use as directed.
Big not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Santa baby, flip the table under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
I was thinking of having a quiz to identify some of the singers of some of the Christmas tunes. We will have music.
From now I would not be able to do this one.
Really? You don't know who this is?
I would know. I would
Donna all day long.
Yep.
I would and never, we have, ever get that.
We're going to work our way through the between now and Christmas, the top 50 tunes. In each one of our hours, we have a musical segment, and this is it. And so we are at least one Christmas tune in each of these places needs to have an airing. And so we'll go through the top 50 Billboard singles in the history of Christmas music. This is number 50, Madonna's version of Santa Baby. You can crank it up if you like, Karen.
Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do need.
Well, it sounds a little like, though, who is this song?
I would maybe guess this was Cyndi Lauper,
really?
But I would not know this was Madonna.
Right.
Eartha Kitt was the one that sang
first,
right?
I was thinking Eartha Kitt, too. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. All right, good job, Jennifer. Good job, Victoria. 25 past the hour. Time for us now to go back to our list of Grammy Hall of Fame winners. For those of you who weren't around yesterday, we highlighted, let's see, we had, 25? Yes, 25. So we went through about half of them yesterday, including Arlo Guthrie, City of New Orleans, Beach Boys, I Get Around, Billie Holiday's Lady Sings the Blues, Blind Willie McTell, Statesboro Blues, Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me, Cab Calloway and the Jumpin' Jive, David Bowie's Changes, Deep Purple Smoke on the Water, The Wanderer from Dion, Elvis's Jailhouse Rock, Everly Bros and Wake Up Little Susie, Jackson 5 ABC Mission Impossible from Lalo Schifrin, Leslie Gore You Don't Own Me, Louis Armstrong When the Saints Go Marching In. Those are all tunes that have been added this week to the Grammy Hall of Fame, which represents all genres of music, as is obvious by this added in this week to the Great Tunes from Americana. Grammy Hall of Fame now includes Merle Haggard's Okie
from Muskogee.
Yeah.
Oh, I always think of Jennifer.
I always think of Blake Shelton, which makes me think of Jennifer because that's her boyfriend. So,
yeah.
Exactly. All roads lead to Jen.
Yeah. Now, when I first started as a disc jockey in the 60s, the Mills Brothers were still very, very popular. They'd been an act that was around in the, late 40s and the 50s and 60s, and they were very smooth. Man, were these guys smooth. His song is familiar. You always heard the one you love. Mills Brothers now in the Grammy Hall of Fame.
You always take the sweetest rose and crush it.
There's a song that I played as a jock that was very big in the early 60s called Cab Driver. It came from the Mills Brothers. Anybody here know who the Mills Brothers are besides me?
No, I actually don't know who that is.
They were a song and dance act, in fact. Not unlike Louis Floyd. He was an actor, and he died young. He and his family were great dancers and singers, and he was an actor. He was in a movie with Billy Crystal about a cop in Chicago. Gregory Hines, that's it, yeah. He and they were the singers. Connect the dots.
Hi, here's another. I can't even connect the dots because you guys are just going to make fun of me.
And that's okay.
Do
Mississippi
it.
John Hurt also got added to the Grammy Hall of Fame with this song called Staggerly Blues. Stagger. People think it's Staggerly, but it's not Staggerly.
What year is this from?
That should be 1938, 39, somewhere in there.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. 28 past the hour with DJB.
The arrogance of certainty. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We live in a galaxy with more than 100 billion stars, and we live in a universe with more than 2 trillion galaxies. As of 2016, new astronomical discoveries are being made regularly that are turning preconceived theories upside down. As our ability to observe is enhanced, so too is our understanding. And yet, for all that, for all the theories about which we were so certain that have now turned out to be wrong, somehow we still find the arrogance to be certain about what we think and know. Perhaps it's time to let go of certainty and maybe, just maybe, consider replacing it with humble curiosity. The difference might just be phenomenal. For more on life, download my new podcast, Tackling Life, with football legend Ray Lewis.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Of what's going on with the twist and a turn here and there. DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria with our perspectives. We don't tell each other how to think. We don't tell each other what to say. And perhaps that's a lesson for you. There are a lot of people who want to control what other people think and say, not here. No, 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 no. Okay. Baseball players. Pretty soon we'll be playing baseball again. The way time flies.
Maybe.
Middle of February, they'll be at it. So the owners and the players have reached a new agreement on a 5-year labor contract. I find it interesting.
Is this new? Because I heard up until yesterday at, 9 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. that there might be a baseball strike.
Right.
Did they come to an agreement?
Yes.
Okay.
They had 3 days of round-the-clock talks. There's a verbal agreement, Jennifer, anyway. The contract expired an hour or two after they made the deal. There's a draft of understanding floating around that's been ratified. No, it hasn't been ratified by both sides. But if the leadership is very unusual for a group like this, once the leadership says, okay, we've agreed that they don't go along, it's happened, but I don't think it's happened a lot in any of the major sports. So Oakland catcher Stephen Vogt said in a text last night, great, another 5 years of uninterrupted baseball. The Players Association and the folks that run Major League Baseball said they will make specific terms available when the draft is complete later today. I guess as part of the deal, the experiment of having the All-Star game determine which league gets home field advantage in the World Series will end. That's been going on for 14 years. The person who talked about some of the stuff that's in there obviously says, well, I can't tell you who I am. The pennant winner with the better regular season record will open the World Series at home.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
You work so hard all season and you don't get home field because of the dumb All-Star game, please.
So the luxury tax threshold rises from $189 million per team to $195 million next year. Then goes to $197. It goes up $2 or $3, $4 million over the 5 years. 2021, it'll be $210 million that you can pay to all of your players. So how many players are there on the average baseball team? There's about 20, 25. How many do they keep on the roster during the course of the season? Anybody know?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think it's about 25 or 30, probably, with the pitchers, the pitching staff, the pinch hitter. Yeah. I mean, you've got, what, nine? Yeah, it's probably about 25.
Do the guys playing make the same kind of dough, the really good players, as football players do? When you get right down to it, I'm trying to think
baseball,
of some.
Football, baseball players make a pretty good amount of money. I mean, what did we look up? Clayton Kershaw from the Dodgers gets $37 million a year.
Yeah. Here's, let me see, the former player.
I could be wrong on this, but I feel like there are more big deals in baseball than in football.
Really?
And I think it's just the sheer numbers of it, because there are so many more football players, and there are so many players who are just making the league minimum, which is not a lot. You know, if you're just on the roster and you're not somebody who's a star in the NFL, I think that there tend to be more stars in baseball in terms of salaries. But I could be making that up. I don't know. Well, I was
smokeless tobacco. Part
Before
of
you
the.
Move on, do you want to know the highest paid athlete?
Yeah.
Too bad. Okay, here we go. Forbes magazine is the
Thank
worst.
You.
Oh my gosh! All right, so here we go. Cristiano Ronaldo, who's the soccer player, he makes $88 million
a year.
That's in like salary bonuses is $56 million, endorsements is $32 million. Then Lionel Messi, I don't know who that is. Do we know who
he's
that is?
He's a soccer player too from Argentina. He's one of the biggest ones.
He makes $81 million a year. Yeah. LeBron James, top earning athlete, he makes $77.2 million.
No surprise there.
Yeah, his salary and bonuses is $23.2 million, and then Roger Federer makes $67 million a year.
And are those all in dollars? Or,
okay. Kevin Durant, so basketball is what we're learning. Kevin Durant, he's basketball. Cam Newton is on the list. He's the highest paid football player, except for this year. Jeez.
Smokeless tobacco banned for all new players, but if you currently chew, you can keep chewing.
That's the one thing I hate about baseball.
Ugh.
I know. Regular season goes from 183 days to 187. Minimum salary rises.
Oh, because baseball needs to be longer?
Yeah. Minimum salary rises from $507 a year to $535, and then up over the course of the year. The average roster is 40. I'm looking here at that.
Wow.
So, what Brendan and I were talking about this the other day. He and I were talking about LeBron James and how much money he makes and the caps and all that sort of thing and the average length of time that somebody plays these sports. For example, the average NFL player lasts about 3 seasons. The average basketball player lasts about 5 to 6 seasons, and the average baseball player lasts about 8 to 9 seasons.
Yeah, you can keep going. So I'm looking at this list, and it's all basketball and football. up until you get to number 33, which is Clayton Kershaw. So he's the highest baseball. Paid baseball player.
Yeah, I was
and then Cliff Lee is at 38. He makes 20.
Yeah, because I was just curious. So I looked up Kyle Hendricks, who was the pitcher for the Cubs, and his salary is $541,000, which is not a small salary by any amount.
No, that's the base.
Okay.
The Cubs, by the way, were able to win the World Series with very low salaries. They had, it all comes down to chemistry, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, while we're here, Isaiah Austin in the NBA, ex-college basketball star who was diagnosed with a rare heart condition just before the draft a couple of years ago. Doctors have finally cleared him to play again. Man, if I got a heart problem, a heart condition, the last thing I want to be doing is playing basketball, but... God bless the guy. He's 23 years old, came from Baylor. His basketball career came to a halt when he was diagnosed with Marfan syndrome. Doctors told him it was too risky to play, and yet now he can?
I don't know if he'll make the NBA at this point, but, I mean, he's... I don't know if
he wants
to remember
this. For sure, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember the story, but it was... He's such a sweet, sweet guy, and, like, there was so many... All
everybody
sports fans
him.
Just mm-hmm. really loved his... I mean, his heart and spirit is just amazing, and the fact that Adam Silver, for the NBA commissioner, came out and said, you know what, you've always got a job, no matter what, with the NBA and the league office, and as soon as you get your degree, you know, it was just... It was a wonderful story. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's great that he's healthy enough that he can play, but I don't know that he'll actually make it on that level.
All right, let's see here. This is another one of those determination. The strength of your determination depends on where your head is and then your heart. That I think we can say for Isaiah Austin. Here's Lindsey Vonn Beck. Lindsey Vonn. Why did I? Is there somebody named Lindsey Vonn Beck? Am I just imagining that?
Is that a Von Trapp family member?
Maybe,
I don't know.
Lindsey Vonn Trapp, who sings along with skis. She's a singing skier. That'd be kind of cool. What an interesting...
There are plenty of yodeling skiers.
Speaking of Von Trapps, am I the only one, whenever I say Baron Trump, who wants to say Baron Von Trump? Every time, I always think that's his real name.
That's
and then
really
I'm like,
Baron
no.
Von Trump?
That's very funny.
That is funny. Anyway, Lindsey Vonn broke her arm a couple of weeks ago. She's already back in the gym working out. She fractured her humerus while training. That's so stupid. I would have expected you to have me take a shot at me with that one, Jen.
Oh, no, I give you props. That was funny.
Thank you. Was it? She posts some stuff on Instagram and says that she's not going to let a broken arm keep her from getting in a few pull-ups. So she's doing pull-ups with a broken arm.
Not the brightest thing ever.
Right. All right, speaking of Instagram, what do we have cooking there, Victoria? Anything that's really hot that you want people to go see really quickly? Instagram.com/...
Yeah, Victoria, what's hot?
Yeah, Victoria.
Well, that's sort of a loaded question, but sure. You can always check out our Instagram page, and of course, you follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and our Instagram has all of our behind-the-scenes photos of what we're all doing, and Doug's life on the farm, and of course, little Miles, his grandson. Your grandson is a superstar on our Instagram page.
You know, I was looking last night, was it last night? No, the night before, a couple of nights ago, I went to Amazon and put in stocking stuffers for 2-year-old boy. How do you like
Ooh,
that?
What'd
for?
You get?
Oh, I'm not telling. It's a big secret.
I'm guessing he's not listening, so I think it's safe. Did you find anything that you would think would be a good gift for
him? Yeah. Yeah. The reason I told you the story wasn't to tell you what I found, but just the fact that I went to Amazon.
I love that that's the highlight of Doug's story. Everyone goes to Amazon. Yeah. We want to know what you actually found.
They searched and return any results. Or
talk about burying the lead. I mean, we want to know what you found.
Well, I'll save that for a later discussion because I want to pause for a couple of moments, and then I want to get to the audio from the American president about flag burning. That's coming up. It's 45 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's, it's time to spread the holiday cheer. So whip up some cookies with a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer. Just $2.99.99 after mail-in rebate. Save the world with Mr. Potato Head Marvel Superheroes for $29.99. And make her eyes light up with a Swarovski ring, just $21.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 20% off. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12 months or 12.5. Some exclusions apply. See storeoracles.com for details.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 47 past the hour. DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So reference fast backward for a moment to the last half hour and an email from Chuck Ferrand about flag burning. We had that conversation yesterday, I think, during this hour. And we're making reference to the Constitution and flag burning being a freedom of speech issue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so Chuck made reference to a scene from the movie The American President, which stars Michael Douglas. And so here is a few seconds of audio that relates to how it was handled in that movie.
America isn't easy. America is advanced citizenship. You've got to want it bad, because it's going to put up a fight. It's going to say, you want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. You want to claim this land is the land of the free? Then the symbol of your country cannot just be a flag. The symbol also has to be one of its citizens exercising his right to burn that flag in protest. Now show me that. Defend that. Celebrate that in your classrooms. Then you can stand up and sing about the land of the free.
And the home of the brave.
Nice.
One of his best movies. And that is a very... Can you isolate the last maybe 14, 15 seconds of that, Kara? Do you have to play the whole thing over again? I think that last line is worth repeating. So I would like to repeat from, this is a movie, but yet it's life. Yes, no, maybe?
Well, if you just give me 5 seconds, then I will get that for you.
Here she comes.
All right. I just find that sometimes there's a lot. We have, this is supposed to be entertainment. The movies are reflective, though. The good movies are reflective, I find it that way anyway, of some of the best and maybe worst parts of life. All right, so here's that last few seconds.
Then the symbol of your country cannot just be a flag. The symbol also has to be one of its citizens exercising his right to burn that flag in protest. Now show me that. Defend that. Celebrate that in your classrooms. Then you can stand up and sing about the land of the free.
Mm. All right. Wait, does that speak for itself, or does it need some comment?
I think it actually speaks for itself. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, I've got to say, I've never actually watched that movie, and now I feel like I'm going to go home and watch it because it was just very poignant to listen to that, and I wish that right now, and this is not this is Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Neither of them were able to speak that way, at least to me. I don't know. It was very interesting to listen to.
Well, it's interesting that both of them want... Well, Trump now says he wants to make it illegal to burn the flag, and Hillary did it in 2005, tried to make it illegal.
10 before the hour.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Soma Biotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Oh, hello. We're just talking about naked guys at Buckingham Palace. We'll bring you that story later. Meanwhile, 53 past the hour, and the Tech Talk moments are precious. We'll get right to the story about how Congress has allowed your phone to be hacked legally. That'll be sweet. And it'd be interest you that it's easier to binge watch on Netflix now. That is, if you can get it. We were trying to use Netflix last night, and it was so busy trying to, was it the when they can't, it doesn't get a signal?
Buffering,
yeah. We can watch anything. So
that's your internet. That's not Netflix, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Internet. Oh, okay. I have to pass that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
50. All right, so hold on a second. We have these items that are very important, so stand by for us. And the info up next.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Go.
guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth.
Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
All right, so let's see. I'm going to try my hand at this, ladies, if I may, at 56 past the hour. This certainly is a defeat for those of us who are privacy advocates. The Senate yesterday refused to block a new rule that allows the feds, with one search warrant, to hack into millions of our computers and smartphones, all at the same time. And the rule takes effect today, December 1st. So this group of senators who opposed the new law said, quote, by sitting here and doing nothing, the Senate has given consent to this expansion of government hacking. Law-abiding Americans are going to ask, what are you guys thinking when the FBI starts hacking victims of any, the mass hacking could be for any reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a change to Rule 41 of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure. What the hell are we doing to ourselves here? What are we?
Well, Google and other companies are very opposed to this because they said, yeah, essentially, this: if you've been hacked, if you're an American citizen and you had a Yahoo account, for example, and your Yahoo account was compromised, mm-hmm, the government then wants to go in and rehack it. So the Google and other internet companies have said, wait a second, that you're literally making victims be victims again, mm-hmm, because you can ruin their devices if you don't go in the proper way. So it's, yeah, this is the next.
Hear it for our government.
Yep.
Your tax dollars at work. And why are we, yep, putting up with this stuff? Maybe Trump will revert.
And this is not a political issue. This was a bipartisan committee,
yeah,
who was,
right,
opposed to this. Yeah. So, this is just...
But yet not enough of them were opposed to it, because if it had been, they'd be able to kill the thing. But they didn't do anything, so it went into effect.
They didn't even have a hearing on it.
Yeah.
That's how bad this was. This was just a, that was
lazy
it.
Easy bunch
Stamp
of bastards.
Stamp it. Yep.
Yep. All right, let's talk about how much easier it is to get Netflix. What's the story here, Victoria?
Well, this is some excellent news, especially as we get into the holiday travel season. Netflix has finally allowed us to download content and watch it offline. So this is so great. If you're flying or you're stuck on a train somewhere or a bus, you download any of the shows that you want to watch from Netflix. There are only a few exceptions, like Orange is the New Black, Narcos, and The Crown. All of that is available. Gilmore Girls and a few other shows you can't download and watch offline. But for the most part, this is excellent news, and the internet is abuzz with this, because this is what Netflix users have wanted for a long time, and Amazon Prime did it a year ago, and Netflix is finally catching up. So now you can watch everything offline.
This doesn't require any new technology at your place. It just is coming from Netflix.
If you're a Netflix member, you download what you want, you take your device, and that's it.
Bingo. All right. There's the news. Good news for those of you who a technologist just like me, Big Boy Doug, at 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.